Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you, those that work so hard for your money. And you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom of cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but you want it right now so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, it's not just about getting rich, is it? It's about living a rich life. Because as you are blessed financially, you now have a greater capacity to bless the lives of those around you. And that is exactly the ripple effect I'm here to create for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for binging. You guys have been sharing this with others. As a result, hey, you put us in the top 0.5%, 1% of podcasts. So that's all because of you guys. Thank you so much. As a reminder, if you haven't done so already, for more information, you want to check out more stuff, check out moneyripples.com. We've even got a passive income calculator on there that you could figure out how much passive income you could create in the next 12 months. So check that out today.
Are you an alternative investor who's super heavy in real estate? Maybe you have Airbnbs and single and multifamily properties, and you're looking for another cash flowing asset that would produce tax advantage and build equity. Well, my name is Kim Daly, and I'm a franchise consultant. I've created a free 30-minute webinar on creating wealth through franchise ownership. If you are looking for the opportunity to leverage your talents, your money, your skill, and build equity and tax advantage, a franchise could be the next opportunity for you. Register for my free webinar at thedailycoach.com. That's the D-A-L-Y coach.com.
Okay, guys, so I'm bringing on a guest that I've had a personal connection with. And in fact, the guy is a master connector. For those of you that are active real estate investors, unless you've been living under a rock, there's a great mastermind group called Collective Genius. We had Jason Medley on back in 2022. In fact, he was the number one podcast downloaded of the year last year. And so now we're bringing on his partner. We're bringing on here Leon Barnes. Leon, he's actually the VP of Collective Genius, VP of membership, really the master connector. He knows everybody, and which blows my mind because now this community's got several hundred people. And the great thing is, it's not just an exclusive community for those that only do like 100 transactions a year when it comes to real estate investing. They've got other levels as well. So we'll talk about that. But really, I want to talk with Leon about what's going on, like what's happening to real estate investors right now. What are the mistakes they're making? What can they do to improve? That's the kind of thing I want to talk with him about today. So Leon, welcome to our show.
Chris, thanks for having me, man. I know we've been talking about this for a while, and now I'm super competitive. So you have me on the show, and then you tell me that Jason was the number one download. So I've got to tell everybody to download this to make sure that I beat my man, Jason.
That's right. Yeah, you got to tell all the siblings and everybody, right? Just so that you can beat him out.
Absolutely. I can't let him beat me. Come on.
The good news is you got more followers now, or we got more followers. So you've got a leg up on Jason already.
Don't tell him that.
Tell us more of your backstory. I know you used to do fix and flips. You've got a very diverse background here. Tell us more about you.
I actually still do fix and flips. I live in Tampa, moved here about 3 years ago. That's where Collective Genius is based. We do 7 events a year, and of those 7, 5 are in the Tampa Bay area. And so I've got 2 young kids, and being on a plane all the time just didn't make total sense. So my 5 years on this side with the Collective Genius, I have been 3 of those here and 2 remotely from the market in which I purchase, rehab, and sell, and purchase, rehab, and hold. I have a BRRRR strategy that I think we're up to about 70 doors now. And it's just been the tortoise and the hare. A lot of people do it in a very fast way. And I've just been that slow and steady building 15 to 20 doors a year for the last 3 or 4 years. Been pretty successful at that while still doing this full time. I've leveraged a really good partner who loves doing that in the Midwest in Kansas, where I'm from. And we've got 2 full-time employees that manage those properties and continue to build that. But my main focus have been in this membership role, and it's evolved as we've gone. The community has as well, obviously, but I've been attracted to this community since the day that I joined it as a member in 2015. This, whether you're, we talked about this pre-show, whether you're an accountant, banker, a landscaper, a roofer, whatever your profession is, there are a lot of these mastermind type communities for those other professions as well. We just happen to really focus in on elite real estate investors across the US. And we've continued because as there's levels to every profession, just because you're one roofer may be better than the other and be at different phases of their career. And that's really what the collective genius is for real estate investors. It's always focused on those that are the highest level. But now, 13 years in, we've just developed our third level to make sure that we're catching people at the right time and giving them what they need for today's challenges, not where they want to be tomorrow. Because sometimes you don't know what you should have right now as an entrepreneur. And you need community and you need that connection to continue to grow.
Absolutely. It's that community that you have. I know, like, I've been a part of the community for now for, I think, going four, almost 5 years now, currently.
Oh, you're going on 5 years as well. Yes.
I know. I'm starting to become an OG in the group.
We both have gray, so we're officially OGs at this point.
That's right. I definitely had darker hair when I joined. That's for sure. I guess we both did. But you really are like, because of the connections that you guys have, you really have this big net that can cast nationwide, right? Like, you really hear what's going on real time in the real estate world. What are you hearing right now?
So I have over 300 members in our three levels of the Collective Genius. And not only do I talk to those members on a weekly basis, whether that's through connection requests, phone calls, or our training calls that we do in between our meetings. So I'm talking to a lot of high-level real estate investors, and we have members in almost every market that you can think of. There's some markets, some states that don't have as much action that we just don't have members in, but you can think of any major metro, secondary, tertiary market, we have a member there. And in addition to that, as the director of membership, I get to talk to a bunch of people that are looking at our community, and I get to talk to them about their business and in their market, whether it's a small city or a large city. And I don't think this comes as a surprise. The market has changed, right? It's changed. Last April is when we started to see, really March of 22 is when we started to see change. And why? Because the interest rates started to go up. Inventory was still low. And we just started to see that people pulled back because they were not sure where the market was going to land. Now it's leveled out a little bit. The interest rates, unfortunately, haven't. They've continued to go up. But what has been surprising is that buyers are still buying. You have a good product, that product is going to sell. Some markets you have seen come down a little bit, but like the market that I live in here in the Tampa Bay area continues to hold strong. We've seen a little bit of decrease in retail recently, but it's an interesting perspective. It depends upon where you are. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, hey, I'm an accountant and I'm really considering buying my first rental property, or maybe you're considering buying a house right now, this may be a really good opportunity to buy because interest rates are so high that some people are saying, I'm going to wait and see. Mm-hmm. That said, inventory is still super low. And so it's made it hard for investors, especially, to find deals. We've seen 30% decrease across the United States on an average, some markets more, some markets less. We've seen a 30% decrease in inventory. So that can only really mean one thing, that the demand is going to remain high and therefore prices in most markets are not coming down. So every investor within our group is doing everything they can to rig the game in their favor. In fact, that's what the theme of our next meeting is. How do I figure out how I continue to find deals because there's less of them in the marketplace?
And that's an interesting point too, because I just recently interviewed Nathan Brooks, right? Yeah. And with him, he talked about how I had to lay off 75% of my staff, of my team. But he looks back at it now because he pivoted so quickly. It was the best decision ever. Now I'm in a different line of business or a different line of work than I was before. Now I'm happy. Have you been seeing that happen quite a bit within the community as well?
It's a great question. I heard this stat from someone, and it was quarter three and quarter four, that one of our vendors did not have one investor that was on their platform that made money in Q3 and Q4. Now, that's reality for a lot of investors across the US. That's not just CG members. That's investors in general. Now, prior to that, they had a 4 or 5 year run where they should have been good stewards of their business and had enough runway to absorb that. everyone knew at some point the market was going to shift. And yes, the smart investors are always going to try to get out in front as much as possible, cut your losses, and that includes trimming some fat. The reality is that most investors across the United States for the last 5 years have been, they haven't had to be really good, nor have they had to really look at, yes, and complacent with looking at expenses, right? Because the market, institutional money that came in buying properties for absorbent amounts that they would have never sold those properties for in the past. And so it was a perfect storm. Yes, a lot of businesses had to right size, but I don't think that's just specific to real estate. I think most businesses, if a market shifts, you have to do what's best to keep the business afloat, and you trim the fat that you need to continue to work towards your goals. The second side of that, have I seen people switch on their goals? Not necessarily that. In this group, man, everyone wants to continue to scale and grow. From the largest investor to the smallest, people are in this group because they want to continue to grow and scale. Have some calibrated in regards to maybe my single family primary focus has evolved to multifamily. Yeah, I've seen some of that.
Essentially, you brought up about the preparation for what's going on right now, because I remember 2019, you guys were preparing us for our next recession. We even had the December of 2019, had the guy that's predicted real estate, commercial real estate. I can't remember his name now, but he accurately predicted like every boom and bust for the last several years, coming in saying, get ready. We're already moving to a recession. 2020 is going to be it. And then, of course, COVID, and then the Fed's pumped so many trillions of dollars in the market that we just created a bigger bubble than we had before. And so by 2022, nobody in the group should have been surprised by what happened, right? And I know you got a leading edge.
We were preparing since 2018 because it had just 2018 wasn't 3, 4, 5 years worth of unbelievable run. But we knew at some point 2019 was so good. And then when COVID hit, we were like, OK, this is it. And it was Bruce Norris, who you're speaking of out of California, who was one of the many predictors of 2008. And by the way, here's an easy way to remember him. I only remember Bruce's name. He's a great guy, but sometimes we have so many speakers, it's hard to remember everyone's name. I just always think of him as Chuck Norris's brother. That's how I remember it's Bruce Norris.
Somehow I knew you'd say that.
A funny aside, that's literally how I remember his name. But he is a badass, just like Chuck Norris, quite frankly, when it comes to knowing the market and the tendencies that come with certain things as they evolve. But I went to his event in California last year, and their big thought that the panel that he had was still that this is so different than what we've seen in the past because inventory is so low. That's the key factor, is that inventory across the U.S. continues, especially from the affordable sector. Affordable housing is super hard to come by, especially in cities like Tampa that continue to grow. We've been the third most growth of any city from people changing from one city to the next. Tampa's been third on that list for the last 4 years. Obviously, price is going to continue up and inventory is going to remain low. That's the great thing about communities and why I said what I said earlier. It doesn't matter what profession you're in. There are great communities like the Collective Genius that are out there that prepare you. And we always say our job is not to necessarily predict a market, but our job is to help you understand where the puck is going, not where it is today, but where it's going. We're not going to be able to predict that, but we're going to prepare you for those times that are tough. So we've been preaching, keep liquid as you possibly can, come up with unique strategies that are outside the box, like your infinite banking or other ways to protect and be able to, I don't like to use the word pounce, but take advantage of opportunities that come your way if we do see a major change, because what we've seen to date is just a little uncertainty. It's not a dramatic change.
I know with your group, with Collective Genius, you guys are bar none, like just amazing with just the caliber of people you have, the trainings that you guys have as well. And I know even as a person, the thing that surprised me is how I feel like I became a better person just by associating with you guys and up-leveling, because you tend to rise up with everybody else. Right now, with people reaching out, what are the main questions or concerns they have? Obviously, it's always been scaling, right? They want to make more in the real estate business, but are you seeing it a little bit different today, or how's the tune? Is it changed at all?
What's interesting is that we grew a lot when times were good. And I think that had to do with people saying, okay, I'm doing 100 transactions a year. I want to do more because more is available right now. Mm-hmm. But generally, when people, we see the uptick of applications is when times are uncertain or unknown or bad, because you need to know what other people are doing to be successful so you can remain obviously in business. The biggest challenge is right now, as you can imagine with my answer earlier about the marketplace, is inventory is low. So you can imagine to scale, the number one challenge that people are having is leads. Is how do I find deals? I'm doing my traditional marketing strategies, networking strategies. What else are other people doing just to maintain the revenue that maybe they've had in the past? Not do more, just maintain. So
just survive even, right?
Because first and foremost is that's why people needed to trim the fat. You have to survive first and then recalibrate. To your point earlier is when people come to this community, they want to scale their business, but they also want to scale as human beings. It's a group for real estate investors, but more than anything, the right fit for us are people that are willing to share and want to continue to get better as leaders, as men, as women, as fathers, as brothers, as sisters, sons, daughters, you name it. That's what we look for. And one of the challenges has been in the past is that we have restrictions in regards to you got to do X amount of deals in order to qualify. And that's why we've continued to open this up for different levels, mainly because we know there's a lot of good people that can help other people that maybe they don't do 100 deals, but are in that growth mode and want to give back and help. And at the same time, be around like-minded individuals. Leads, I would say, is probably number one. And then, as you always know, the best way to scale is sales, marketing, and then operations. And you got to have the leads and you got to convert those leads. And then once you get enough leads, you have enough money to bring on talented people to help you continue to grow and scale. Those are usually number one, two, and three.
Yeah, that's true. The connections I've made, my whole team's been built just on the connections I've made through your group. And I'm not even a flipper. I'm not even a wholesaler, right? Great. I'm a service provider in that sense. Yeah. But man, you're right. Those connections, the knowledge and expertise you get, that's invaluable.
What you just said is exactly what I try to get across to every business owner, not investor, business owner that applies to this community, is that most of our presentations are not necessarily real estate specific. There are some real estate specific presentations, but generally most presentations that you watch or are part of could relate to any business. We just happen to drive a vehicle that's called real estate.
That's right. If people want to learn more, if they're a wholesaler, flipper, or whatever, if they want to learn more about Collective Genius, who do they reach out to?
They can make it very easy for them. They can reach out to me. First and foremost, check out our website at The Collective Genius. And that's the key, is The Collective Genius. Someone already had The Collective Genius. Imagine that. 13 years strong and somebody had already had The Collective Genius. But they can just reach out to me directly. It's Leon at The Collective Genius. Once they check out the website and understand that there are levels that we have and they've got to do a certain amount of deals and all those type of things. But if they're interested, they can just reach out to me directly via social media or my email.
Final question for you is, what's the big advice you would give to somebody listening today, whether they're a passive investor or even if they're an active investor, what would you say to them?
It depends on where they are. Let's assume that they're newer and they're wanting to continue to grow. If we're making that assumption, my best advice always is surround yourself with the best, highest and best caliber of human beings and those that are doing what you want to do. It's the easiest cheat code to get to where you want to go, even if that is helping that individual for free, buying them coffee, lunch, what have you. And at the same time, giving value to them so you're not just wasting their time or feel like you're taking from their time. Mentors are so important. I think about my entire life. We all don't get to where we're going by ourselves. And I'm 46 years old. I wish I would have figured that out sooner. But if I'm in your shoes and I'm looking to continue to grow, no matter what level you are, surround yourself with the people that are doing what you want to do. And usually through osmosis, they'll raise you up along with them.
I love it. Couldn't said it better myself. Well, Leon, I appreciate your time today. So awesome. And we'll put in the show notes people that contact you guys, especially about the Collective Genius Mastermind. Definitely worthwhile. I know one of our listeners I've already referred over because he was saying, what do I do in this market? I said, talk to these guys. Like, that's the best education you can get.
Chris, you're a great example of a member that is not necessarily a real estate investor and gives a ton of value to this organization. I've asked you to speak many times to our community because what you do is important. And you also understand the power of connection and the importance of continuing to bring on like-minded individuals so you can grow as well.
I appreciate that, man.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Same here. Everybody else, hey, if this is something you're saying, this is what I need. Like, I need this community. I need the support. I need higher caliber of people in my life. Reach out to Leon. Like I said, we'll put that in the show notes there. Everybody, it's one thing to be a hearer of the word. It's another to be a doer of the word. Be a doer. Be somebody who gets results. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.